In the early 70s, the Department of Defense actually had three different packet radio networks. One was the ARPANET, which was landline technology. Another one was a radio network for communicating kind of in the field, a multi-hop packet radio. And then there was also a satellite network, and they quickly understood a need for interconnecting these networks together, and that led to the development of the protocols which we think of as the Internet protocols today, TCP, Transmission Control Protocol, and the Ethernet Protocol. An interesting role that Berkeley played in all of this, you wouldn't have to mention this a few years ago, but it is the 1990s here, it's a long time. In 1979, a team of people led by Bill Joy developed the Berkeley Unix implementation of the TCP/IP protocols. It was the first time that we had an implementation of these protocols outside of the box. BBN, like everybody else in this business, wants to be the monopolist holder of the technology. They didn't want to have an open reference implementation of TCP/IP. They wanted you to buy the box with the code in it. But it was the wiseness of the ARPA program managers combined with some great programmers here at Berkeley, which developed the first reference implementation that was anybody could look at. And of course, that made its way into Sun Microsystems and then engineering workstations, all the way to your personal computer or Macintosh computer today. So Berkeley did play an important role in getting these protocols out.